When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Authentic influencers, we are talking about Facebook parties yet again. I am so excited to bring to you these two phenomenal women, Karen and Sarah, and they are going to be sharing with us today how they do Facebook parties. And this is a way that I actually haven't heard about before. So I'm super, super excited to bring this to you. We are on episode 113, and this is going to be an episode for the books. So make sure that you are taking notes, especially if you are in a party plan company, because this is going to change, I'm going to say revolutionize, the way that you do Facebook parties. So we'll dive right in to all the goodness. Hey, authentic influencers, I am so excited to have two amazing women here on this podcast. We don't do many podcast interviews that have like three people on it, so this is really fun. So we have Karen Pepe and Sarah Brennison. Is that right? Okay, good. I said it right. So glad. So we have two amazing women here that are going to be helping us today about Facebook parties and how we can further our business with Facebook parties. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, excited.
So I would love for our audience to hear a little bit more about you and kind of your background and how you got to where you're at. So Karen, since we have a great relationship, I'll let you go first so Sarah can have some time to kind of think about it.
Well, good. So I'm super excited to be here. I've actually been in direct sales network marketing. I started 30 years ago. And I can't believe it's 30 years, but I started when my daughter was one, and kind of like a lot of people, you know, you go, in this case, I went to an in-home party, not a Facebook party, because we didn't have Facebook back then. I went to a party and the woman there was talking and it sounded intriguing. So I said, oh, let me give it a try. And I was working in marketing, and I know, Brooke, you're big into marketing. So I was a marketing director, and I always liked the idea of having my own job. I started to really like it. And I was telling somebody the other day, I grew up being very not sure of myself. I had low self-esteem. So it really kind of brought me out of my shell. And knowing me now, you'd be like, what shell? But, you know, I was nervous and I never felt really good. So this gave me a lot of self-esteem and stuff like that. Anyway, very long story short, I built a team, and about a year after starting, I quit my other job because I decided this was better for me and my family, and I could really work around it. And then I grew my business, and then I had to retire because I was born with a heart defect, and I had to have major surgery that was going to take a long time to recover, so I didn't want to hurt my team. It's going to be over 6 months. I retired, but I missed it a lot. So a few years later, after recovering and everything else, I started up again, but I started from scratch. And then things were a little different because now we have Facebook and now we have social media, and that wasn't, you know, coming around when I was leaving. And that's when I started growing more with social media and stuff. And then I found you. So that was just recently that I found you, and that really helped too. Just learning so much with social tenacity and really tweaking things as I've gone along. And that's sort of my journey with that. And now I'm doing, actually right now, exclusively Facebook parties. And it's been really good. And actually, Sarah and I met together and started talking Facebook parties when we first met back in 2014, Sarah.
Was that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a
segue. Feels like yesterday. Well, I've been in direct sales now for 10 years. I was a seventh grade remedial reading teacher when I joined. And for some reason, doing these events in people's homes seemed very energetic and happy, and seventh graders aren't always that way. I don't know if you can relate.
So I have an eighth grader, so I totally know.
There you go. So it filled my cup in a different way. And about 3 years after, I decided to take a leave from teaching and go into this full time. And around that time, I promoted to director, and that's how I met Karen, is through we went to a seminar together with it that way. And social media has always been a big part of how I do my business. It's evolved over time. The whole reason why I did my very first Facebook party was because my host didn't want to do it any other way. And I'm like, okay, I'll figure this out. Of course I do Facebook parties. Absolutely, I can do this. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? And so from where I started with the Facebook party to where I am today is very different, because I'm in a different spot within our direct selling company. I work with a lot more people. So I've been doing our Facebook parties both individually, and now I help the people within our company to help grow their business as well as more of a multi-host event as well. So we have both options.
Oh, cool. That's cool. I'm excited to hear more about that. So let's just dive into Facebook parties. So let's just pretend that I am going to be your hostess. So tell me, what are you going to do? How is it going to work? And how do you like put it all together?
Once you go, you want to start, Sarah, or you want me to?
Well, either way works. I don't know what approach you take. I know what approach I take, but you go first, Karen.
Say yours? Okay, I'll go first. So I found, and it's an interesting thing, so some people use events and some people use groups. And I would say in our company, it's about half and half. And there's pros and cons. And some people love events and some people love groups. And then you kind of find your own way. And I say that with everybody doing Facebook parties. So I choose to do groups. And my reason is I can pre-post. I can schedule my post. And that saves me time. And I know you're all about systems and everything, Brooke. So saving time, big deal.
For sure.
That to me, and then you can also see analytics, and it's just a different way for me. I know some people love doing Facebook events. And then I talk to the host and really give her, I have a little, you know, flyer that I send her, and I treat her as if it was an old-fashioned in-home party, in that I create the group, it's Sarah's fun Tupperware party or whatever I name it. And I personally, on most of my Facebook parties, but they can be different, have a date and time. So like Tuesday at 7 p.m., that's our live. But I'll create it a week ahead of time. She invites guests, just like it would be for a regular in-home party. And then one of the big things I say, and I'm sure Sarah says the same thing, is get the hostess involved. If you have a hostess who's not commenting or not tagging her friends or just, you know, playing a game, I play a lot of games for interaction, ahead of time, and that makes a big difference. So that's how I really just encourage her to go and really invite her friends and things like that. And I've done my, like Sarah said, I've changed my Facebook parties over time, but I'll let Sarah go and tell you what she tells the host to do.
Okay.
Well, and I agree. There are two schools of thought, the events or the groups. The big difference that I've found with them is there's no third-party scheduler that Facebook allows in to be able to schedule for events. So if the person is a very busy person and doesn't want to set a timer on their phone, or, you know, doesn't have a dedicated time that they are on social media to work with their parties, then a group would be a better fit for that person, just because there's a scheduler within Facebook, and then there's all these third-party apps out there that you can use to help yourself plan ahead. And just like Karen talked, I view my host to be a partner, because ultimately I know what the product is, but I don't know what she and her friends or their friends need. And so, for example, I just did one for a college student. He's 19. This is his first apartment. His needs are very different than a 45-year-old mom who's trying to figure out what social distancing lunch could look like while having a full-time job. So knowing that kind of background helps me figure out, okay, what posts might I need to do? But what I've found is you need to have a good mix of posts that are product related and have nothing to do with what you're selling. Because if you just do what you're selling, or you do it in a way that is always a price tag, people will just think, oh gosh, I'm just being sold to. They don't want to be educated. Whereas if you do it in a way that you're educating or it's entertaining, then they don't know that this is what's going on. And that's the same thing that we would do if it was an in-person event or a Zoom event. We would want to have that interaction. We'd want to have Karen pipe up and say, oh, I love that thing. That thing is the best thing in the whole wide world. And this is why, because they're going to trust her over myself because I'm the one profiting. She isn't. So having that good mix of things, I like using polls in my groups. Mm-hmm. Because then I can pinpoint what they want. I love using video. I think video is one of the best tools that you could ever use, whether it's in a group or an event. The watch party is one of the best inventions that Facebook came up with because it makes it appear like it's live. And then it kind of freaks people out because you can say, oh, hi, Brooke. Hi, Karen. As people are watching it and it's, they're like, oh, she's paying attention. So, but those are the kinds of things. And I do open it up about a week ahead of time. I've started using a Google form to collect information.
Me too. Same thing.
And I just learned from one of the people on our team, I was using it as my shopper order form as well. And she educated me that she took out all the shopping information and she uses that as her drawing slip now. And so it just gives information, would they like to host? Would they like to join? If not now, maybe later kind of a thing. And that's, and when they join her VIP group is what she bases her drawing on versus somebody buying something because she's gathering more information and boosting that group. And I think that's a very powerful aha moment that I had because people don't want to give credit cards over the phone sometimes unless they know you and trust you. And we have the ability to connect an event with our paid website. But this way, I still get to build that relationship because no matter how you do it in an event or a group, it is about the relationship. Because with many of the products that are sold, you really only need one of them. Unless there's another color that you like or another style that you like.
Right.
So if you don't build that relationship, you don't have a referral base to happen so that you become that person for that person when that product becomes front of mind.
I love that idea of doing a drawing to get them into your Facebook group. So that's it. You're using this as a way to build up your Facebook group too. So that's a great idea. Awesome.
And it's a very simple idea that I never would have thought of. And all she did was delete three boxes out of the Google form. It's like,
right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. Yep. Make it simple. So I love that. So what would you say are like your top three tips? I'm going to ask both of you this question. So your top three tips to having a successful Facebook party.
Okay. So I guess I'll go on this one. The top thing. What we just said, make your hostess your partner. And to go along with that, it's, as Sarah was just saying, don't just post. I have been invited to Facebook parties where people literally, it's just a week-long thing. There's no specific time of anything. And all it is pictures, probably that their company supplies, of the products. And then it just gets dinged on my phone and I'm like, nope, nope, nope. And it's not even the person who's selling it ever saying anything. And then I get a text message saying, so-and-so's party's about to end. Make sure. I was like, well, I didn't even know. One of the things that I found, so another tip just like Sarah was saying about videos, I have a lot of videos that I have, so I share those, but I found, because of my strengths and stuff, my top strength is communication, I love just going live. So at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, I go live, and I talk to them, and I demonstrate, and I do stuff with cooking, so I'll make a recipe, and I rarely, when I'm doing it, say how much something is, rarely, unless it's like a special or something, or, you know, buy it together. It's more about how great this is for you because of this. And I usually, like Sarah said, I'll ask people, you always want that interaction when you're going live. So that's another tip, is make sure, ask the people something, whether it's in a poll, whether it's in a game. I'll do games that, for instance, I do a roll call that they have a funny name and it relates to our products, and then I'll post pictures of the products and what, you know, that has to do with it. So it's fun. So it's the interaction, working with your host, definitely videos and lives, because then they're getting part of you. And I do the same thing as Sarah with, I have a Google form that they fill out, and I have two, actually. I have one that's just the door prize and one to place orders, but they can also place orders directly on the website. So now you have that information, and you join them to your Facebook group, because that's everything going forward, which I did learn from you, Brooke, even though I had a Facebook group to begin with. But, you know, bringing them in there, that's a huge thing. And what's the other thing? There's one. I know it's not just three. It's me.
That's okay.
I know what it was. Something new. I love the idea. Same idea as a watch party. And I've done it now with using an app that it's OneStream, that I can record my party live and post it live later. And that helps so much. And especially for anyone who's listening who maybe has small children, and if you wanted to do a party live at 7 o'clock, but that's your bath time, oh my gosh, it really works well, because then, just like you said, Sarah, you can then go, oh, hi, Brooke, nice to see you here, and answer a question that they're saying, even though, you know, you're actually doing it. So it's that connection with the people. I know it's more than three, but good tips.
Yes, very good, very good. Okay, what about you, Sarah?
Well, I'll try to think of some different ones so that we can really load people up. The first one, we talked about having the host be interactive, but really the person running the party needs to be just as interactive as the host. So that means commenting underneath comments, tagging people, asking questions, so that it's not just me doing a post and then being done. Always leaving the post with a question so they have a reason to respond is always good. People love doing the gifts and things like that, so if you can incorporate that, or drop an emoji or whatever. There's a lot of those polls now that you just pick the emoji and then you can tag the person or anything and say, so why did you pick the heart, or why did you do this kind of a thing? So interacting is number one. Number two, make it personal, not only for the host. It doesn't take long to get to know somebody. I sat down with you. I learned that you have an eighth grader. I learned you have a dog. I learned that you probably like the color pink because you have many different shades of it. So I know that you have an aesthetic of a certain way. But it also helps to get to know the people in the group. So if you can meet them halfway, you're able to better connect quickly. And in this business, just like when I was a teacher, the quicker I could connect with that individual, the more likely that relationship would last. And that to me is very key. Last but not least is not having this be the last time you see that person. Helping them to see that you're worthy of becoming part of their Facebook community outside of this. Or if the host decides that, you know what, this is kind of fun, I think I could do this, helping that host convert that Facebook party group to their own VIP community and start them off on the right foot is always very helpful. What we do with our company-wide events, though, are a little bit different. And what I've noticed with that is the interaction is, we're still trying to figure that part out. But I've noticed the more I can comment and have the consultants that are working within it, we have a game night group that we're just starting. There are 21 consultants in it. We've gotten up to 150 members so far. The more we all comment under it and we share the workload helps when you're doing a company-wide kind of a thing. So it's not just on one person, even though one person might be the point.
So how do you run multi-host, multi-consultant parties? Because that seems a little tricky to me.
It is a little tricky. We started them in May because we had a very captive audience due to COVID. And in May, what we did is we had everybody do their own Google form and everything like that. With our game night group, I'm not having anybody have any shopping links in this because I don't want somebody to accidentally shop underneath Karen's name and not be able to transfer it over to somebody else's. So how we've been suggesting people use the game night group is have a separate event for that host and treat it more like what you would do for an in-home party, meaning there's a date and time. Have the expectation that the orders are in that night because, to be honest, past the day you do the demonstration, there's typically not very many orders that happen otherwise. If it's a true mega Facebook party, I would still use the Google links, and there's a pinned announcement up at the top that says, Sarah Brennison, leader, host, Brooke, host, Karen, shop with this link. And then the Google form, just you type in the host's name so you know who goes with what order.
Gotcha.
But a key thing, if you're having multiple people that are consultants into this group, is dividing up the work. So that it's the first time my husband, who's my business partner in this venture, we did it all, and it was very draining, not only just on myself, but my family, because it felt like we were constantly doing Facebook Lives. So moving forward, the consultants that were involved, we kind of had everybody take a part and do a live, which also helped build that relationship with other people. And it allowed for interactions because other people were able to be featured, and then you feel special as well. With the game night group, because it's mostly my husband and I, we're doing it one night a week, but it's meant to be in a way like a company-wide VIP group, if you want to think of it that way, where people can stay there for as long as they want and they can play as many games as much as they want. And then if they want to leave, they can. But this way, the newer consultants that may not have product because they're choosing a virtual option or because they're waiting for it to arrive, they're learning about the product because I'm doing cooking, and they see how goofy my husband is because he's goofy, because he's the MC, and we just play off of each other. And for some reason, people find us entertaining. I think it's hilarious that they do, but it's like, okay, whatever. Comes up
you
with
are
different
entertaining.
Names. Well, the biggest thing that he does is he comes up with different names. Like if this was a chopper, it would be a Chopper 3000. I'm like, that's not the name. Nobody will find that in a catalog. Sorry, honey. But it just, having that fun and bringing your personality, no matter what style you do, is so key, because ultimately people buy from you because they like you.
Yeah.
No different than the students in my classroom. They listened to me as their teacher because they liked me. It made no logical sense. If they didn't like me, all of a sudden they didn't want to do my homework. Mm-hmm. And I would tell them, honey, if you don't like me, do your homework, because then I have something to do. So it's the same idea. It's just meeting people where they're at and helping them find how this could be the one thing that's going to turn their life around and make it just that much better. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a 30-minute little live on how to make lasagna in no time.
That's awesome. So many great things. Oh my goodness. So I hope everyone that's listening has been taking notes, because this was gold. So thank you, ladies, so much for being on the podcast. If people want to reach out to you and find more about what it is that you do, how is the best way to find both of you?
Okay, go ahead, Sarah.
I am on Instagram at InfiniteShineENT. You can find me there. And then on Facebook, our business Facebook page is called Tupperware Studio of Infinite Shine.
Okay, awesome. And I'll make sure I get the links to that in the show notes. And what about you, Karen?
Instagram is KPEPE Party. It's K-P-E-P-E Party, all one word. And actually, on my business page on Facebook, it's also KPEPE Party.
Awesome. Okay, we'll make sure that we get that linked so that way people can find you. And again, thanks so much for taking some time this afternoon and to be chatting with us and just sharing all of your great knowledge with everyone.
Thank you. It's fun.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Wasn't that amazing? I know. I bet you're like, Brooke, this is the best, right? Mic drop right here. They were amazing and shared so many great tips with us. So make sure you go check them out. And if you want to get more tips like this, make sure you join us inside our Facebook group called Authentic Influencer Marketing, Network Marketing Made Easy, because that's what we want to do, is make network marketing easy. So if you are not a member of the Facebook group yet, make sure you go and check us out, Authentic Influencer Marketing. And we make sure you introduce yourself too. We want to know what company you're with, what you're trying to do, what you're struggling with, because we are here to help. So we'll see you inside the Facebook group.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.